Now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County Boys. Tri-County, as we check the HDC bracket, will be in action tonight against North Harrison. A pool play game at 7:45. Lost to Mercer last night 75-27. Win against Norburn by 1 point on Friday. A loss at Winston on Thursday and a 15-point loss to Southwest Livingston last Tuesday here on the resume for Tri-County. Over the past week, how are you doing today, Coach?
Doing well. We kind of had a rough one last night, but we've strung together some pretty decent games, really.
Yeah, against good competition, some ups and downs. It kind of feels like that the boys are just trying to find some consistency right now. Is that kind of where they're at?
And that's right. We're trying hard in a few games, and we came out pretty strong against Southwest, a very tough team, and they have good players, especially the Anderson kid is still scoring well, but I like to see us give that strong intensity even against tough competition. And we just kind of had some turnovers at the best of us in that game, kind of late in the second quarter, and kind of clawed our way back in the fourth to an extent, but I just couldn't quite get over the hump. It's one of those things that with a young team trying to make sure we can hit a strong stride.
Did you have, they're on a little bit different plane with experience level, but did you have Skinner, Battle, and Anderson pretty good in that matchup on Tuesday night, Coach?
I really think he did. He stayed physical with Anderson and tried to size him up. That's probably the best practice he could ever have, really. He gets a really top-notch post. But we kind of try to take away his inside game, and when he's that physical, makes it tough, but we made him settle for outside little jumpers. And whenever we do that and he starts hitting those, we'll live with how that ends, because if you're going to hit on the inside and the outside, we got to pick one or the other.
Winston, a really strong ball team, excellent record this year. You know, they're certainly after their rally against Mercer last week, they're in the running for another HDC championship. Yeah, it's this way with any good team, but I think especially with Winston this year, because they did lose a little bit of firepower offensively to graduation, obviously. Their defense is still top-notch, and they made it really tough for you to get points on Thursday night.
That's right. We did kind of everything I wanted to do in the first little bit. Defensively, we struggled a little bit to score, but had a couple players kind of step up with Noah Thomason kind of leading our pack in that game. Just to score against tough defense is difficult, but on the other end, we were doing really well on defense. We just kind of started to get some turnovers to kind of get the game away from us. First half, we were right where I wanted to be, and you just kind of, whenever you turn the ball over that many times, you get that many opportunities, it's hard to stay in a ball game.
When you look at, you know, you played Mercer last night. We'll get to that one here a little bit. That was a long night for the Mustangs, and you know, Winston got you by 31. You did get a victory over Norburn. We'll get to that in a little bit. When you play some of these top-notch teams, Coach, because I feel like against Southwest Livingston, even though you lost, you were more competitive against a top-notch team that night. When you look at your team, how big is this step of when you play good teams, cutting down that margin and being more competitive against those good teams like you were against Southwest?
I think just building confidence on the offensive end, kind of knowing that you can play competitive against those teams and hold their own and not kind of take a step back. You can tell whenever you're playing against those tough teams if your team's kind of ready to go, if they kind of thrive in that environment to go against tough competition, or if they're not quite as comfortable as you'd like them to be. And like Southwest, we just kind of battled. Seeing in the summer, we played decent, and I think they just kind of knew they had a chance to be competitive, and they just had to come out ready to go at any time. We did have Derek Curtis able to score 19 points in that game, and so that helps whenever we can have somebody kind of take lead, take charge in that front on the offensive end. But everyone's got to get involved and be ready to go.
So let's talk about this win against Norburn on Friday, Coach. Low scoring, 1 point win, 36-35. Pretty dramatic win and a good boost for the boys, I'm sure, going into the weekend.
Yeah, it was I'll always take a win anytime we can get it. We didn't play quite as well as I would have liked. I think the long week playing against two tough teams kind of maybe wore us down. But we had some players step up. I had Derek Curtis with 17 and just being able to keep fighting even whenever it was a close ball game. Never really able to pull away. And to find a way in the end is always a good morale booster. And we found a way that night.
And, yeah, we've had the discussion because this is not the first time that you played against Mercer this year and had a long night. And, yeah, are they a little bit more veteran? Certainly a talented team, yes. But, boy, it almost feels like, Coach, that when you play Mercer, yeah, just you've had so many years now of just Mercer beating Tri-County when it comes to boys basketball, that that's a mental block that the boys are going to have to start chipping away at here over the next year or two.
That is a little bit of it. I think we had a really good week, had some competition and playing well. We did have about half our team sick yesterday, but I don't think that was necessarily the end result. But I think they kind of knew Mercer is a tough ball game, and last night didn't really give it their all necessarily, and it hurt not having some bench guys to roll in. But it is tough. But I think we can always improve and get better against teams like that as well. And to eventually be able to take them down, you kind of have to be willing to fight.
You'll see him again, certainly, whether it's this year or next year, conference rivals and all those things. So that one on the wrong end, 75-27, as far as the Mustangs are concerned. You play a North Harrison team tonight, Coach, that they're tough, and they've been a little bit up and down over the past week. But if the Shamrocks are right, I think they're right there with Mercer and Winston in this conference this year.
Yeah, that's right. And they have been up and down, just watching them sporadically in tournaments and other games. They've shown that they can score, they can play pretty good defense, but at the same time, they kind of dip down as well. So just coming out ready to go and showing some intensity tonight would be a big improvement from kind of bouncing back from last night. Those back-to-back is tough.
Yeah, do you got some guys looking healthier in school today, Coach, or what's the health meter?
We're getting better, but I think it's one of those things with the flu, it might take a little bit longer to bounce back than anyone would like.
Yeah, it's not a 24-hour situation, in other words.
Yeah.
7:45 tonight for Tri-County and North Harrison. That's a pool play game up at the HDC tournament at Mercer. A loss would put Tri-County into the consolation final Friday at 6:30. A win probably would put Tri-County playing for third place Saturday at 5. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs this week.
Thank you.